Hello there. Welcome to Laid Back Japanese, a Native Shark podcast. In these podcasts, your hosts, Chie and Tai, explore everything Japanese. Anything from things you may encounter in your daily life in Japan, to the things that a learner of Japanese might have some questions about. I wonder, what are we talking about today?
ちょっといきなり、皆さん、なぞなぞです。
なぞなぞです。
パンはパンでも、食べられないパンは何？
So the bread that can't eat bread? Huh? Eh?
パンはパンでも。
Or bread that isn't...
Yes. Even if it is a bread, what is a bread that you cannot eat?
パンはパンでも食べられない。パンは何？
これ、親父ギャグ、親父ギャグ系で考えてね。
Okay, okay. いやー、なんか、パンダのことかなと思うけど、絶対違うよね。う
ん、いいんじゃない？パンダ。
パンダ。
パンダで OK だと思うよ。
おパンダって言ったら OK？
うん、OK、OK。普通は、日本人にこれ言ったら、フライパンって言うと思う。
あー、フライパン。うん、あー、なるほど。OK、うん、OK。Frying pan。OK。面白い。
うん、今日はこのなんかちょっと親父ギャグ系なんだけど謎々のお話をしようと思います。So we're going to talk about kind of riddle question-y things that are in Japanese that kind of are a lot of play on words that might not be readily understood to a learner of Japanese.
Yeah.
And we'll kind of break those down.
Yeah, I like this kind of stuff. Like first I like 親父ギャグ, so I likepuns and stuff. But, Chie, nazo nazo っていうの何ですか?
Nazo っていうのは a question or a mystery. And when it says nazo nazo, it's like a... なんて言えばいいんだろう? It's not quite a riddle, but it's a short riddle question.
Mm-hmm.
Fun playing kind of feeling.
I think riddle, I think that's a good translation.
でも riddle は私の中では長い感じがする。I don't know if it's true, but...
Maybe. I don't know. Like, when I think of Riddle, I think of, like, Batman and the Riddler. Do you know him? One of the villains. And his riddles are maybe a few sentences at most. So maybe, like, two or three sentences at most. So, I don't know. It's kind of... I guess there are some that are really long, but I don't like those because they're too long, too much to think about.
そうね。
So, nazo nazo, if I look it up, it comes up as riddle, puzzle, or enigma.
Enigma って何ですか?
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
そのまんまや。
It's like a mystery. It's like something that's really difficult to solve.
Puzzle, ね。Puzzle,
puzzle. なんか、だね。
脳みそパズルみたいな。
脳みそ。I love the word 脳みそ。Your brain miso.
miso?
Like miso soup.
Miso wa?
Miso shiru.
How do you translate miso?
No, it's literally miso. Miso shiru no miso.
What? Ground up beans.
Eh? Ground up beans te?
Specifically soybeans.
Oh, yeah.
でしょ? え、違うの? 発酵してる豆。
そうだけど、I always think of miso as miso.
そうね。
Like there's no before element of miso. 、
うん、味噌は味噌。
味噌 is just 味噌。
じゃあ豆腐も豆腐。
豆腐、そうそうそう。まあ豆腐は、豆腐は、何だったっけ豆、枝豆え、じゃない。何だったっけ
大豆
あ、大豆。そうそうそう。
すべては大豆。大豆でできている。日本は大豆でできている。
ね、日本は
え、だって醤油、味噌、お豆腐、大豆、納豆。
あ、納豆ね。
あとなんかあるかな、多分あるよ。
絶対あるけど。But yeah, something I think important to think about is if you don't get any of these, don't feel bad. Solving riddles is really difficult in and of itself.And then you add a language that you don't actually have full command of. And like, people might be impressed by my Japanese, but I still have so much left to go. And solving riddles, it's really tough.
え、なんかボードゲームのとこに行ったんでしょ?で、早口の人とゲームみたいなのした?
そうそうそう。So I went with someone, and we did a nazo nazo puzzle. And I couldn't get any of them. So we moved on to a different game because I'm like, I'm sorry, I just
言語的にはこれは難しすぎてごめん。
で、yeah, it's just like, it's impossible, sorry. So don't feel bad. I probably won't get any of these either, so.
あのね、その一番最初に言ったやつ、パンはパンでも食べられないパン、は多分結構日本人だったらわかる、聞いたことあるやつなんだけど、
okay.
It's the ones that Japanese person, a normal...その辺で見かける Japanese person will probably be able to answer right away because they know it. 次の、言ってみるよ。
はい。
お菓子は3時。今は何時？
お菓子は3時、今は何時？
うん。
お茶の時。
お茶の時。はい。
I don't know. That's just because I'm drinking tea right now.
ヒントいる？ヒントいる？
いる。
ヒント、ヒントは hint this.Wait, I can't. My tongue doesn't know which language I'm talking. ヒントは hint です。There we go.、はい、yeah. ね、はい、お菓子は三文字。あ、間違えた。I just gave you the answer. 今は何時？
あー、三文字だね。
うん。今は？
今は、今は2時。
お、OK。ピボピボン。
おお、イエーイ。
I'm terrible at giving hints. Oh,
yeah,
man.
That was the best hint, Chia. I didn't need to think at all.
Just
a hint was too strong.
Hint was too strong, right?
So, basically, what that one was, right? So, okashi is snack. Wa sanji. So, what we think when we hear that is snacks are at 3 o'clock, right? So, sanji. And then you said, 今は nanji. So,Ima, now, is like what most people would think, what time, but you're asking how many characters instead. So, okashi, 3 characters. Ima is 1, 2. Ima wa niji, 2 characters.
Yeah, the ji is, the kanji that people think when they say sanji is the ji for jikan, which is time. And then the ji that this is riddling for is the ji for words or characters.So, that's the, that's the language, what is it? かけてあるやつ。
かけてあるやつ。そう、文字の字だね。
そうです。But, sanji is culturally significant in Japan. I don't actually know if it is in America.
I don't think so, no.
What time is snack time in where you're from?
All the time.
All the time. マジか。
そうかも。
え、小さい頃にお菓子の時間とかスナックタイムとかなかった？
特定された時間はなかったと思う。僕には。
I
think, yeah, I just kind of ate snacks whenever I want. But, like, I guess, like, the only restricted times was before dinner, because then I wouldn't eat dinner or such.
でもその以外は別に食べたい時に食べてもいいと思ってる。
私はね、幼稚園、my kindergarten had a specific time for...おやつの時間。おやつ is... おやつの時間 is snack time.、おやつ。And so it was at sanji. It's just engraved, I feel like, culturally in Japan to have sanji はおやつの時間。
そうだね。There's a word for it too, right? They just call it お sanji だね。
そうなの？知らない。
Well, I think... I don't know. I've heard... I've heard there's a Japanese song that I like, and it says something like, Nanchara Kanchara wa Osanji. And then that's like, I looked it up, and it said, Osanji is snack time, or whatever. So,
that makes sense.
Yeah. So, one of the pluses of studying Japanese with music, you learn a lot of weird words. Maybe it's common, I don't know.
次に行くよ。
はい。
どんなに走っても、飛んでいっても、見えているのにつかないのは何？
どんなに走っても、飛んでいっても、何？
見えているのにつかないのは何？
風とか空気？
お、近いかな？気持ち的に近いかな？
近い。
While he's thinking, I'm gonna translate it. どんなに走っても、even if you run really hard towards it, 飛んでいっても、even if you fly towards it, 見えているのに、even if it's visible, つかないのは何？You don't reach it.
はいはいはい。
はいはいはい。
はい、
どうぞ、タイさん。
はい。
はい。
地平線。
おー！
あった。
ピボミポーン。はい。
イェーイ。
すごーい。
The horizon.
The horizon.
地平線.
Yay. I'm going to be honest, I didn't have it until you started translating it, though.
Yeah.
I was going to guess something else.
It's really hard to translate some of these because if you translate it the way that
it gives it away.
Yeah. If you translate it the literal meaning, they won't get the answer. But if you translate it knowing that there is an answer, then they will get it.
I kind of understand what you're saying.
面白いね。
Because here's what I thought is like, I thought at first that the thing doing the running was me. So, どんなに走っても, like, there's no subject in that, right? So, it could be the thing, it could be us running towards the thing. But as soon as you said however much you run towards it, I was, oh, okay, so we're doing the running. And that helped me solve the riddle.
That's interesting because it doesn't have a subject in Japanese. It's not like, 私がどんなに走っても.
Yeah, I think that makes it a lot harder.
面白いね。これはいっぱい知ってる人いると思うよ。どこまでもどこまでも自分にくっついてくる友達といえば?
So if we're talking about a friend that goes with you everywhere, then we have to complete the riddle.
タイさんが考えてる間に just sidetrack while he's thinking. In Japan, if a friend is a very clingy person, you can say that they are a 金魚のふん. 金魚 is... goldfish? No, hun. Hun is poop. And when a goldfish poops, it kind of lingers on their butts while they swim. So clingy people are called kingyo no hun.
That's gross.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Poor clingy people.
Yeah.
Hinto onegai shimasu.
A hinto?
Hai.
Ima shita mitara aru. If you look down now, right now, it is there. Your friend is there.
服。
いや、服でも脱げるじゃん。
ん？脱げないやつ？
答え欲しかったら言ってね。If you want the answer, you can tell me.
床とか？床？
いや、違う。床は変わるよ。It could be carpet, it could be hardwood, it could be 道路, it could be 靴。
道路？道路 like mud?
道路。Well, that too.
道路。What's 道路？
道路は道。道 is street.
Oh!
道 is like, okay. 路上、はい、とかの路。
Okay. ありがとうございます。
I told Tai not to look at any of these so that he didn't know the answers.
Yeah. So I'm just sitting here and the amount I'm thinking is longer than you guys are gonna hear. ああ、いや、わかんない。答えお願いします。
答え、自分の影。
あ、そっか。そうだね。
うん。
確かに。
うん。
So your own shadow.
Satisfying?
It's
悲しい?
Satisfying and not satisfying at the same time because I feel like I knew that. Like, I think we have a riddle in English that also has that same answer.
Probably, actually. That sounds about right. あ、これ面白そう。わかるかな? 生まれたけれど、まだ生まれてないものといえば?
So, something that was born, but also not yet born. だね?
はい。
Or something that was buried or not yet buried. だね。
おお。さあ、私は知りません。
そうですね。Ah, or something that was like born and not buried or something buried and not born. I don't know.
怖い怖い。
怖い、それが怖いね。え、もう一回聞きたいです。
生まれたけれど、まだ生まれてないものといえば?
いや、これは難しい。なぞなぞうまくないよ、これ。僕は。
Riddles 楽しいよね、でも。
うん、楽しいけど、僕うまくない、全く。いやー、わかんない。赤ちゃんとか。
赤ちゃん?いや、近いよ。
近い?
ヒント欲しい?
はい、欲しいです。
丸いものです。
丸いものか。Something circular? それ、助けになってないです。
私のせいにしないで。大丈夫、大丈夫。
ああ、知恵わかりますか?
いや、私答え見ちゃったからごめん。うん、わかるよ。
ああ、そっか。わかんないです。すいません、答えをください。
はい、答え、卵。
点々ついてる絵。
点々、ね、え、だって生まれてるけど、まだ生まれてないひよこさんが、卵の中に入っているから、生まれてるけど生まれてない。
そうだね。
という話です。
しかも丸い。
はい、
It's like It's not, that's ovular, though. It's ovular.
卵型って言ったら、だって卵ってわかるじゃん。
そうだね。how do you say oval in Japanese?
小判? 小判? Yeah, 小判 is ancient Japanese currency that looks like a dori, the bottom of a dori.
Oh, okay, so like the shoes, but it's smaller. Like the sandals?
Yeah, and it's oval shaped.Long.
なるほど。
猫に小判って言うじゃん。あれの小判。
あ、そうそうそうそう。それが小判。あ、わかる。Yeah, there's like the 小判 like they put on the 猫's 額、そうそうそうそう、right?
ニャースについてる。
For some cats or whatever.
ポケモンの。
そうそうそうそうそう。
ここに額についてる。
Yeah. Okay. すごい。Yeah, so ニャース is Meowth, right? And he has a 小判 on his forehead.
そうそう。
あ。
Okay.
So, okay, so you say 小判の形? Or what?
小判、うん、小判みたいな形してるとか、小判の形してる。But 小判は、the longer edges are usually more straight. So an oval, if you imagine, kind of has circular edges all around. But a 小判 usually has the longer edges as straight edges.
I'll put the picture in the show notes.
So it's a little bit, it feels a little bit different.
Yeah, it does. It's weird. I guess there's no true word for it. Maybe
they just, 面白いね。
Whatever.
Oval とか言わない。卵型と小判型と円。Or 丸。
面白い。丸、yeah.
次の二つはちょっと It's specific to Japanese riddling. I haven't encountered anywhere else. Maybe somewhere else that's not in America or Japan can say that there is something like this, but...These two are kind of specific to Japanese riddling. サバとかけまして人気作家と解く。It's saying that take サバ, the fish, mackerel, and then relate that with 人気作家, which is a famous or first bestseller type of manga writer.
Yeah, 作家, author, right?
Yeah, there we go. So what's in common, essentially,with a mackerel and a 人気作家 is what it's saying. But it says 何々、何々とかけまして何々と解く is the phrase set for this riddle.
サバとかけまして人気作家と解く。So 解く is to solve だね。
What's in common with a mackerel and a popular author?
These are usually play on kanjis. That's a hint, I guess.
人気サバ。
人気サバ、はい。Good job.
Popular mackerel. Wait.
違う違う違う。
はい。
I hope whoever's listening is thinking about these as we're going.
Yeah, think about them. Then I won't feel quite as lost. Feel lost with me, everyone, please.
私も全然わかんなかった。難しい。
二人とも世界の流れに泳いでいく。
Oh, that's deep.
That's pretty deep, right? 合ってる？
ピンポンでいいんじゃないそれ。
え？
いや違う。
マジか。
違うけど。I approve. 答え言うよ。うん。
はい。
答えは、答え言います。その心は、is how they start. その心は、よく缶詰になります。
Their hearts get canned easily?
So a saba, or the fish, mackerel, can be stuffed into a can to be canned. 人気作家, or the popular writer, 缶詰になる is to have a deadline that they are working towards.
うん、缶詰になるのという言葉は分かんなかった。
The fish, you understand, right? They get stuffed into cans, and then they get canned.
Right.
A writer...gets kanzume or goes into hiding and puts themselves in a kanzume situation so that they can hit the deadline.
So kanzume ninaru is to like kind of lock yourself away from the world so you can hit the deadline. So you can focus on the work.
Hi.
I would not have gotten that no matter how much time you gave me.
Oh, okay. I think I would probably be safe to say that a normal everyday Japanese person would know what asaka being kanzume would be. It's like the little things, subtle things. Because you did know the word, you just didn't know the use case for a person being kanzume.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really tough.
次のは、次のは多分分かると思う。
はい。
焼肉とかけまして、大掃除と解く。
So, 焼肉, right, is 焼肉。焼肉 is 焼肉。
cook meat.
I guess, well, Japanese barbecue,、うん、I guess you would say.
Yeah.
で、大掃除。So, like, intense cleaning.
え、大掃除何か知ってる?
大掃除。Isn't 大掃除 like the New Year, or the spring cleaning or whatever? Fall、yeah. cleaning, I think they do.
They,、mm. in Japan, it's tradition to clean the entire house or school or office entirely before the New Year's. To 迎える the New Year's clean and without, you know, dirt from last year.、Mm. 引きずる in into the next year.
Yeah.
To bring it into the New Year.、
Mm-hmm. Mm, like for without it being dragged into.
Yeah. So that's called an 大掃除.
So it's basically, for Americans at least, we have spring cleaning. So once the weather doesn't suck, we like open up the house and clean、mm. it all out. But they just do that at new, just before New Year's then.、
Mm. Yeah.
So 焼肉 and 大掃除. Yeah. Yeah. これはむずいわ。
難しいかな?
ヒントお願いいたします。
ヒント?焼肉を焼くのに使うものと、
うん、
掃除するときにこだわる場所。So, a thing that you use to cook 焼肉、
うん、
and the thing that you pay attention to when you are deep cleaning your house.
あ、換気扇。
That could work. I see what you're doing there.
答えじゃないね。
うん、This one is two kanjis that...are read the same.
Oh, man. See, I'm good at reading kanji, but producing kanji in context like this is a whole nother story.
頑張れ。応援してる。
応援してるか。諦めますというところだったのに応援してるって言われた。
諦めてもいいよ。
はい、諦めます。
諦めらされられました。はい。その心は炭に。こだわります。
Okay, all right, I get it.
So, 炭 for 焼肉 is the charcoal, and then the 炭 in the house or wherever you're cleaning is the corners of your house.
The hidden away place.
So when you're deep cleaning something, you go after those corners to get those dusty parts out.
Mm.
というわけ。
Okay, 言ってみればわかるけどね。
言われてみれば納得する。
So, it reminds me of a pun. I was playing Doubutsu no Mori the other day, and I was diving and I caught a taco. And it's a taco, an octopus. And they always have a pun in the, like, the dialogue line when you catch something. And it was my first time catching an octopus. So it said, like, Sumi ni okenai ne.
Oh, man, it like, got me.
I laughed so hard. So Sumi ni okenai is like, you can't. Like, kind of put it in a corner. You can't put it away. You have to pay attention to it. It's really, like, important or such.、
Mm.
And then sumi is also ink. So you can't put it in ink. So octopus ink, right?、
Mm.
And I was like, I love Animal Crossing.
You're laughing out louding in real life.、Yes. Animal Crossing does that. I love those puns.
Yeah, those are great. I learned a lot of Japanese via those puns. It's actually really great.I think that's why I can do puns a little bit sometimes.
Because of Animal Crossing?
Animal Crossing, yeah.
It's probably true. I don't actually know what the answer is, but let's do this one. Go.
はい。
カメとラクダとサイが買い物をしています。何を買うでしょうか?
Okay, so a kame, a turtle, a rakuda, a camel, and a sai, a rhinoceros, are buying something. What are they buying? What do those have in common?
I have not looked at the answer, so I don't actually know if it's individual pieces or everyone is buying one thing, like together. I don't actually know which one it is.
何なんだろう?
カメとラクダとサイ。
お水とか。
水かな?違うかな?
まあ、水かもしれないけど、多分つまんない答えだから、多分お水じゃないね。
お水じゃないね。わかった!
何
ちょっと待ってよ。 ちょっと待ってよ。I'll paste this so you can also look at it. Maybe?
Okay.
Think about it. はい。わかったわかったわかった。
カメラ。
私も、そう、カメラ。Okay, カメラ。Let's look at the answer. なんでカメラだと思う？
カメラください。
Yeah, so...
だね。
We both got it when we saw it written because if you read it, without thinking about it, it just kind of 浮き上がる。It comes out of the page. あ、待って、ヒントあるよ。ヒント。カメ。ラクダ、サイの順番に読んでみて。Is the hint.
Yeah, so basically, kame, turtle, rakuda, right, camel, and then sai, rhinoceros, kame, ra, and then we have chopped the rakuda in half. Kudasai, give me a camera. I like that one. That one's good.
We have thrown at Thai so many nazonazos today.
So many.
皆さんは何問か解けましたか Did you get to solve any of them? They were pretty tough.
僕よりできた Did you do better than me? If you got one, then you did better than me.
If you have any nazonazos, we would like to hear them and try to solve them. Because I like nazonazos. I think Tai does too.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not right now, but...
yeah. They're fun. My brain just doesn't do it. All right. So...今日の質問です。
はい。
椅子は椅子でも、辛くて美味しい椅子って何？
では皆さん、謎々解くとき、脳みそ解けないようにしてね。
Thanks for listening. To continue your learning, be sure to sign up with Native Shark at nativeshark.com/lbjp to get an extended free trial and check out the show notes linked in the description. Did you have any questions about the topic? Are there any topics you want us to talk about on this podcast?Come chat with us at nativeshark.com/community. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
今日の質問の答えはね、カレーライスだよ。
椅子は椅子でも。
That was perfect!
No!